Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review.
Week of Monday, January 15th, 2024, through Friday, January 19th, 2024. Monday, January 15th, 2024. Arizona man charged with defrauding at least 150 victims in cryptocurrency investment scheme. Jeremy Sowerby was charged in a 50-count indictment with wire fraud and transactional money laundering. The indictment alleges that Sowerby scammed at least 150 victims out of millions of dollars in a cryptocurrency scheme known as Dunamis Global Technologies. Sowerby marketed Dunamis as a company that sold cryptocurrency mining machines to be hosted in Dunamis warehouse facilities in Lakeside and Temple, which he falsely claimed to own. Sowerby informed victim investors that they were purchasing cryptocurrency mining machines with unique serial numbers associated with each victim's cryptocurrency wallet. In reality, Sowerby directed most of the victim's funds to accounts under his control. Any earnings were directed to a Dunamis wallet controlled by Sowerby, and victims were never able to access their invested money or any purported profits. Instead, Sowerby stole the money and used it for himself, including purchasing Teslas, residential properties, cryptocurrency, and other expensive items. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, January 16, 2024. Maryland marketing company owner and Texas tax return preparer charged with tax fraud scheme. Orin Wayne Solomon and Marcus Al Bay, a.k.a. Al Bay, or Alvin Hewitt, were charged in a superseding indictment with conspiracy to defraud the United States, filing false income tax returns, aiding and assisting in the preparation of false tax returns, and theft of government funds. Solomon was also charged separately with tax evasion, willful failure to file income tax returns, and bank fraud. According to the indictment, Solomon and Bay conspired with each other to prepare and file false tax returns on behalf of Solomon and another Maryland-based client of Bay's tax preparation business, Creative Associates, Inc. The indictment alleges that Solomon filed at least 15 false income tax returns between 2017 and 2022 on behalf of himself, his marketing business, and two purported trusts he controlled. On these returns, Solomon allegedly sought nearly $65 million in refunds that he and his entities were not entitled to receive. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, January 17, 2024. Former Irondequoit police chief and business partner going to prison for failing to report hundreds of thousands of dollars in income to the IRS. Former Irondequoit police chief Alan Laird and his business partner Stephen Rosenbaum were convicted of filing a false tax return with the Internal Revenue Service. They were each sentenced to 6 months in prison, followed by 6 months home confinement. In addition, Laird and Rosenbaum were ordered to pay restitution to the IRS in the amounts of $632,722 and $559,898, respectively. At the time of the offense, Laird was chief of the Irondequoit, New York Police Department. Rosenbaum is a former police officer with the Irondequoit Police Department. For the years 2016 through 2021, Laird and Rosenbaum failed to report on Swoop One's corporate income tax returns, gross receipts totaling $5,598,354. These receipts derive primarily from the defendants cashing hundreds of Swoop One's clients' checks at a local check cashing company rather than depositing the checks into Swoop One's business bank account. Laird and Rosenbaum used $2,675,467 to pay hundreds of Swoop One's employees their wages in cash. This resulted in a loss of payroll taxes paid to the IRS in the amount of $294,673. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, January 18th, 2024. Slovakian man accused of running darknet market, selling drugs, and personal information. Alan Bill was charged by federal indictment with running a darknet market that sold drugs and stolen personal information. Bill is charged with 10 felonies, including conspiracy to distribute controlled substances, 4 counts of distribution of a controlled substance, conspiracy to commit identity theft and fraud related to identification documents, identity theft, aggravated identity theft, misuse of a passport, and money laundering conspiracy. The complaint and the indictment accuse Bill, also known as Ven0R and Kingdom Official, of helping to set up and run Kingdom Market, which has over 25,000 active listings. The market opened in March 2021 and sold illegal drugs and unlicensed pharmaceuticals, stolen identities, credit card information, counterfeit money, computer malware, and fraudulent identity documents, including passports and driver's licenses from Missouri and other states, the charging document says. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Friday, January 19th, 2024. Two Florida residents sentenced for $93 million healthcare fraud and money laundering scheme. Carl Felipe and Tamara Quacutis were sentenced for their roles in a wide-ranging conspiracy to defraud Medicare by billing over $93 million for home health care therapy services that were never rendered. Felipe was sentenced to 8 years and 4 months in prison. Quacutis was sentenced to 5 years and 10 months in prison. The court also ordered forfeiture of fraud proceeds. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, Felipe and Quacutis conspired with others to submit false bills to Medicare for 3 home health companies located in Michigan. Their co-conspirators recruited individuals from Cuba to sign Medicare enrollment documents and appear as the owners of the home health agencies to conceal the identities of Felipe, Quacutis, and others involved in the scheme. Felipe, Quacutis, and their co-conspirators used these home health companies to submit claims to services that were not rendered using lists of stolen patient identities. Felipe, Quacutis, and their co-conspirators used dozens of shell companies and hundreds of bank accounts to launder the Medicare fraud proceeds and convert the proceeds into cash at Miami-area ATMs and check cashing stores. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.